This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Supporters of Myanmar's military and the political party it backs held small rallies Monday to celebrate the ousting of the government of Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy party. Suu Kyi's party won a landslide victory in last November's elections, humiliating the opposition. The military said it staged its takeover Monday, during which it detained Suu Kyi and other officials because her government would not address its allegations of widespread voter fraud and other election flaws. Since then, Myanmar's government agencies in charge of air travel says it has stopped all passenger flights in the country. The United States late Sunday responded by warning the Myanmar military to reverse course. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition and will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed. Somalia's government denounced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu Sunday night, which left 9 people dead. Mohamed Nurgalal, a well-known retired general and former defense minister, was among those killed, a confirmed killed, in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique. The hotel, located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu and the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the attack. Police said all 4 Al-Shabaab militants who stormed Hotel Afrique were killed. A car bomb exploded near the hotel early Sunday, beginning a shootout between the militants and security forces. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has added 2 new lawyers to his impeachment defense after losing 2 of his lawyers with just over a week to go before his Senate trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
Defense lawyer David Schoen is a frequent legal commentator, and Bruce Castor is a former DA in Pennsylvania who faced criticism for not charging Bill Cosby in a 2004 sexual encounter. Trump, who had a high-profile legal team for his first impeachment trial, has struggled to hire and retain lawyers willing to represent him against charges he incited the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, which happened when a mob of loyalists stormed Congress as lawmakers met January 6th to certify Joe Biden's win. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that U.S. President Joe Biden is showing signs of impatience over the COVID-19 relief bill impasse.
The president has said for days he'd like to see a bipartisan agreement, but on Friday added the bill must pass. No ifs, ands, or buts. The Democratic Party's more liberal wing is considering passing the bill with only majority backing. Some Republicans say that would go against the president's unity pledge and are urging him to keep talking.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic on Monday visited the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of Hubei Province, the central Chinese region where the outbreak emerged in late 2019. The group of independent experts left 2 weeks of quarantine on Thursday in Wuhan province and is 2 weeks of field work. So far, it has included visits to hospitals, markets, and an exhibition commemorating Wuhan's battle with the outbreak. The WHO, which has sought to manage expectations for the mission, has said that the team of members would be limited to visits organized by their Chinese host and would not have any contact with community members because of health restrictions. Across the globe, there have been COVID-19-related protests. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st, saying the curbs destroyed their businesses. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.